Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month, April 2019. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month is a compilation of the weird, disturbing, and downright baffling stories currently happening in our world. From UFOs to serial killers, ancient sites, mysterious creatures, and even ghosts. These are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for April 2019. Number 5. Wrong Uber. It was 2 a.m. when 21-year-old University of South Carolina student Samantha Josephson hailed an Uber, got inside the vehicle, and was then tragically found dead just hours later. Samantha had gone out for the night with friends and was last seen waiting for her Uber ride outside Five Points Bar in Columbia in the early morning hours on Friday, March 29th. But 12 hours later, after still not showing up at her house, her friends called authorities to officially report her missing. Shortly after the report was made, two hunters discovered her body close to a wooded area beside a rural dirt road in the nearby county. Police gathered witness reports and information about the type of vehicle Samantha had taken. They determined it was a black Chevrolet Impala. On Friday morning, police officers did a routine traffic stop when they spotted a similar-looking vehicle. They tried to speak to the driver, but the man initially ran away. Police gave chase, and they were able to apprehend him. The man who owned the vehicle was 24-year-old Nathaniel Rowland. He initially denied being involved in the girl's death, but when police searched his car, they found blood matching the victim's as well as her cell phone. Aside from that, they also discovered liquid bleach, window cleaner, and germicidal wipes. It's believed the moment Josephson got inside the car, the child safety locks were activated, preventing her from escaping. During the autopsy, it was found she was badly beaten with numerous wounds to her face, neck, upper body, feet, and legs. Still though, it's currently unknown what weapon was used to kill her. As it turns out, Nathaniel wasn't the Uber driver at all. He saw Samantha waiting and simply pulled up. Safety advocates have since urged students using Uber to always check the vehicle color, model, photos, and license plates of their rideshare drivers before getting in. Meanwhile, University of South Carolina is advocating for students to add one more layer of protection by asking the driver, "What's my name?" before even getting inside the ride. This isn't the first time Uber scams have resulted in injury and even death. At least one woman in Las Vegas was hurt when she jumped out of a speeding vehicle when she realized she was in the wrong car. There are also drivers who have used Uber and rideshare services to con people out of money, so always remember to stay vigilant out there. Number 4. Playmate Killer. The supposed Playboy curse doesn't exactly seem to apply to former Playboy model Kelsey Turner, but instead, she's decided to flip the coin and become the murderer instead. 25-year-old Turner was arrested on March 21, 2019, in Stockton, California, in connection with the death of child psychiatrist 71-year-old Thomas Bouchard. Police responded to a report of an abandoned vehicle found close to Lake Mead National Recreation Area just outside of Las Vegas. A citizen said the vehicle looked as if the window had been broken with a rock. When police officers did a cursory check, they then found the body of Bouchard bludgeoned to death inside the trunk. Cops labeled the death as a homicide because of the unusual circumstances, and although little is known about Turner's connection to him, police believe she is responsible for the killing. Apparently, the two met online and have since kept in touch. Turner's mother also mentioned both Bouchard and Turner had known each other for years. In fact, he'd actually been paying rent for a home in Salinas, California, where Turner was living with her mother and two children. Bouchard, it seems, went to Las Vegas to help the playmate out because apparently she was being abused by her boyfriend, a man named Greg Haggio. It's still unclear whether Haggio had anything to do with the murder, but for now, only Turner is being held in custody. According to autopsy reports, Bouchard's cause of death was from blunt force trauma to the head. His girlfriend of 17 years, Judy Earp, mentioned they had gone to Las Vegas in February of 2019 to attend a conference, but she didn't say why Bouchard had chosen to return to the city on March 1st. He was expected to come back home on March 4th, but never did. Kelsey Turner described herself as a professional model. She has posed for titillating magazines like Playboy and Maxim. She also described herself as a talented R&B singer. In one Maxim interview for a competition to become the Maxim cover girl, she said if she won the $25,000 prize money, she would pay off my student debt first and then help my family in any way I could. Number 3. UFOs caught flying by the ISS. For UFO believers, the truth is out there. UFO enthusiasts say a newly surfaced video taken from the International Space Station showed three unidentified flying objects hurtling past it. The video shows the camera pointing out a window from the ISS peering over the blue Earth in the background. All of a sudden, three fast-moving, black, triangular-shaped objects are seen. The craft seem to be moving in a straight line and just seconds apart from one another. Conspiracy theorists say the footage was taken by astronauts and shows proof that they are capturing UFO footage regularly in space. When slowed down, the footage seems to reveal triangular and even butterfly-shaped vehicles flying past at tremendous speeds. According to experts, it's a mathematical improbability that three objects, say space junk, would fly by in the same straight line. A similar butterfly-shaped craft was seen flying over the Ohio-Kentucky border and photographed by father and son duo Tom and Christopher. The two spotted the craft as they were leaving a local restaurant. On the video captured, it showed a large black butterfly-shaped vehicle, but when you zoom in, it looks to be fitted with lights and glowing beams all around. They described its movements as smoothly gliding past. The two also mentioned that within minutes of sighting the craft, two military helicopters followed it in the same direction. The still images seem to indicate its unique aerodynamic shape and give credence to the sighting. Although, of course, there are those who believe it's nothing more than a great Photoshop hoax. Those who believe, though, say it's proof UFOs are definitely circling the Earth regularly and that NASA and the ISS crew know of this but have managed to keep the information secret from everyone else. Non-believers say the ISS UFOs could be nothing more than space junk, Because of the speed the ISS is moving around Earth's orbit, it's likely the debris only looked as if it was moving fast in the same direction and in a straight line as a result of it. Whatever the truth may be, there's no denying it's an unusual piece of footage worth examining further. Number 2. Dr. Johnny Bardo. After years of accusations, 71-year-old Dr. Johnny Bardo recently was finally arrested and charged with molesting and sexually assaulting children in his private practice as a pediatrician in Western Pennsylvania. According to police, Bardo did unspeakable acts to children behind the closed door of his doctor's office. What's shocking is that this is not even close to the first time that he was accused of molesting his victims. In 1998, he was accused of molesting two young girls during an office visit. Bardo denied the allegations and was never charged. 2 years later, the Board of Medicine said he could keep his license and continue his practice because there was no hard evidence. In fact, support for Bardo and his community during the time was so strong that ribbons of support were given out and worn during high school football games as he fought the initial reports of abuse during the 90s. After the case was dropped, he then felt invincible and carried on molesting more children. Many of his assaults happened after he received his medical license back from suspension in 2000. He continued to elude law enforcement until December of 2017, when a 12-year-old girl told her mother that after the examination, the doctor had told her to sit on his lap as he molested her. When he was finally taken into custody and his case went to trial in January of 2018, it was revealed he had assaulted at least 31 children. Most were his patients, but some were even his own family members. He would attack prepubescent girls, but in one instance, even molested an infant. Initially, a Facebook page went up in support of the doctor, but when he pleaded guilty to the charges, it was immediately taken down. During trial, about 19 people gave out victim impact statements, including Bardo's wife, Linda, who had no idea her husband was a pedophile. She spoke that in all their 52 years together, Bardo had spent his life lying and sneaking around so he could carry on his abuse uninterrupted. Another victim spoke of how she had gone on to fear doctor visits, even being fearful of taking her own child to see them. Many have also shared how they suffered from depression, anxiety, and panic attacks as a result of the abuse they went through in the hands of Bardo. In the end, Bardo was sentenced to 79 years in prison, meaning that one way or another, he will most certainly die behind bars. For many of his victims, it was a bittersweet day. They would have wanted to see Bardo in prison earlier after the initial reports of his molestations. That would have prevented many more victims from suffering. People are now asking for more investigations to be done because at some point, with the countless complaints thrown against Bardo over the years, someone higher up must have known about his actions yet sought to cover it up and let him continue. Number 1. The Perfect Murder. For Florida's sisters, Mary Beth Tomaselli and Linda Roberts, they had gotten away with the perfect murder in 2015 when they managed to kill their 85-year-old father, Anthony Tomaselli, in their Palm Harbor, Florida home. Their father was frail, and he was hounded by cancer and suffering from dementia. According to the sisters, they knew he was going to die soon and decided they were better off killing him instead. But this wasn't a mercy killing. It was March 6, 2015, when the sisters decided to murder their father. Inside the home at the time was Mary Beth's adult daughter. Mary Beth decided to spike her drink with sleeping pills so she wouldn't witness or know of the murder. Then they prepared another drink laced with sleeping pills for their father. They had hoped the mix would kill him instantly, but it didn't. It only caused him to have labored breathing. Linda then tried to place a pillow over their father's face, attempting to suffocate him, but this failed as well. In a last-ditch attempt, Linda stuffed a rag down their father's throat while Mary Beth held him down and pinched his nose to prevent him from breathing, and this time around, the sisters finally succeeded. The following day, they pretended to have discovered their dad's body. Paramedics didn't think there was foul play involved and listed the death as due to natural causes. For several years, they kept their secret held tight. They sold off their father's home and split the profit together with their brother, who didn't know about the murder. However, after 4 years of keeping the secret, it finally came to light when both sisters got into a sexual relationship with the same man. That man managed to discover the truth behind what really happened to Anthony. It was obvious to him that something was troubling Linda. When he finally gained her trust, she had confessed what she had done. After hearing this, the same man decided to videotape and audio record his conversations with Linda and Mary Beth. On the tapes, the sisters explained the details, saying it was premeditated because their father was sick and didn't want to go into an assisted living care facility. The man then submitted the recordings to police and began working with them to acquire more details. Eventually, with enough information, the police arrested both women and charged them with first-degree murder. Although they haven't entered a guilty plea, they did admit to the charges during police interviews. The identity of the sister's male lover and the man responsible for outing the sister's secret still hasn't been released. So there were the strange and scary mysteries of the month for April 2019. Every day we encounter strange and mysterious stories that most of us don't know what to make of. These are just a handful, but there's still so much more to uncover. If you enjoy watching this video, then please subscribe to our channel and hit the notification bell. We have new videos every Wednesday and Saturday that we know you'll want to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.